Let's get the Dark Brotherhood out of here.
This is January the 15th, 1995. Greetings, Commander.
Good afternoon. There may be a lot of questions running around in a lot of minds, so I'm going to try to clear them up in the first little short portion of this program, and you know how good I am at being short. I never run past 11:30 at night when we get an early start like this. This is my secretary. Don't confuse my secretary and my translator with myself. We don't have theatrics here. We don't even have a group here. But this is a team. The sunglasses are not for Hollywood effect. I speak to her in pictures and sound waves, sound tones. I come in on a radio frequency that any of you can pick up. It's a little different to try to translate it. Your special forces can now translate it pretty well, and therefore I like it. They can get the message right on time. And we're going to move. I am Commander Giorgos Seris Hatton. I am in head command of the hosts of God. If that shocks anyone and you want to turn me off right now, I ask that you wait just a minute. Because I'm going to ask you, why would this not be true? And you would say, well, because I wouldn't be included in anything like that. And you have someone with a parrot head on her chest sitting up here trying to tell me that you are head of the command of the hosts of God. I am exactly who I say I am. I am one of your foreign alien space cadets. I am noted about the universe or the cosmos as being one of the severest commanders and also the biggest pushover toward my own team. If I seem severe, it is never done for any purpose other than bringing to your attention the severity of your circumstances. I also serve as head of the fleet of the Intergalactic Command. I come from Pleiades sector. That does not mean I come from Pleiades. I come by way of Pleiades because so many of you come from Pleiades. Pleiades is the human, Earth human, if you will, counterpart. And most of the aliens of the godly forces who are on your planet are Pleiadians because they are the most like you physically. So you may as well face it right now. All of you who want to hook us up with the little grays, forget it. There are good, good, godly little grays. Unfortunately for your civilization, most of the little grays that have migrated to your place have now been interbred, crossbred, DNA restructured, and serve the dark forces. Most of the ones they will present to you are robotoid, manufactured, DNA structured replicas. What do we have on our craft? Do we not have some little grays? No, we have no, quote, little grays. We do have robotic workers. And there's something that I will tell you right up front before we go another breath. And that is, I serve only God of Light. And it's time for ones to be making their choices. Because you're getting right down to the nitty-gritty. They plan to pull some dandy stuff on you this year. Well, we plan to pull a few dandy things of our own. So it is a time of pulling the teams together. And it's hard when you've got so many scattered people out there all headed in every direction, and every little new tidbit that comes along is both worked into the service of God, and mostly information is of the disinformation, misinformation variety. And it becomes time for man to make his choices. You have to consider where you are. You are located in the United States of America. At this moment, you are in a little place called Tehachapi, which ordinarily, to most people around the globe, would mean absolutely zero, nothing. Well, why would the command focus here? Why would my secretary be here? Why would you be sitting in this room now? Because we have a crystal underneath this area. This is almost 3 miles in diameter. It's the navigation communications crystal of this sector of the universe. And it's respected. I get along very, very well with even your underground crews. And I have not minded all of their little replications going on down there in these local tunnels. Because all they've done is build me some nice hibernation tunnels if you need them. And you will. Most likely. I can have the little manufactured grays who are simply programmed into God's service with one breath. One breath. So they built me an army, haven't they? Because all beings once breathed with the breath of life. I am talking about life, infinite soul. Wants to get back with God in goodness, in perfection, to again be able to meld with God. And yet you've been so distracted by your visitors, who, by the way, got here just as you did also. This is a prison planet. Most planets are. Some are in varying stages of regeneration, or what would you call it, rehabilitation. The third dimension is the learning dimension. This is where the soul does its growing. And so as I move along and we discuss things and you ask me questions, always in the back of your mind, hold one thought: you are an illusion. All of everything you experience is an illusion. You are the manifest. Manifest. That means into solid form, coalesced form, DNA blueprinted, structured form, the thought of God. And evil's going to try to destroy you. The name of the big game of good and bad revolves around that. And I wanted to, before we go further, I want it fully understood exactly who I am. So that there is no misunderstanding. Does this mean I'm some God kook or Jesus freak? No, I am not. But I'll tell you what, if I were going to be a kook, that's who I'd choose. Not what is now being presented to you under the lie. And we now have 121 volumes that we have written since the fall of 1989. That's why she's got calluses. Does she know very much? She does now. And who does she learn it from? Commander? No. She learns it from Jordan and Norio, because I have selected. And from all this garbage heap, we will select the truth. And if it falls short, then we will correct it. But these gentlemen like David and Jordan and Norio and Scott, you ones now coming into a realization which you're not sure what you think of. And that's exactly the way I want you to think. But while you're thinking, oh my goodness, what have we come into? I want you also to think, why not you? Why have you been driven to find out the truth of these places like Groom Lake and the Zionist kick? That is the Antichrist. And I am against the Antichrist, and I'm going to win. And I'm not going to do it with bullets. But I work for somebody who can dissolve this planet in a split second. And if it comes down to that kind of a decision, if that enemy, if that Antichrist pushes far enough and you have the capability technologically to blow this planet back into its molecular form. If that is done with particular prana waves, I think you want to call them scalar waves. That's something that you developed, scalar. I'm talking about prana or life energy, cosmic energy that makes up life. If that kind of power is unleashed in a nuclear holocaust, that disturbs soul energy. Does it destroy it? No, you can't destroy it, but you can certainly change it, and you can blow it so far apart that it may never restructure itself into its little blueprint, into its little you-ness. And oh yes, you have that capability. And all of you who have studied anything must understand, and you are more advanced, so you will understand it better. It's all built around light. Light energy. God is light. And from light comes the energy of all things. And so the next question is, well, what happens to that anti-Christ or that anti-God, that darkness? That is what hell is, the absence of God's presence. And you can call it darkness. Well, I heard it was fire and brimstone. You're going to say, well, you're going to get a damn hot foot. And it's from the little devils running around here. You don't have to conjure Satan. Boy, he is among you. And he's winning so far. He knows he's not winning. He cannot create. All he can do is use what is already created and destroy. Will he manage to destroy a great portion of this earth? Yes, he will. So you're going to have to rise above that. You heard from Jason Brent this week what the Zionist plan is. He's just an egotistical, pardon the expression, gentleman, asshole. But he expressed it right through Mensa, your high Q society, the all-knowing. Got to kill off the old people, the infirm, and the ignorant, stupid. His words. In the paper. You wonder why I didn't like the Eckers? Because I shadow them like glue. And he's one of their tools. So I think I wanted to say this as we go into this meeting. There's some very, very important people in this room. I will not say that any one is more important than another, but you have achieved what needs to be achieved to know truth. And that is all in this world that is going to save you. And nobody is going to do it for you, not me, not Norio. You. If you want yourself saved, you are going to do it yourself. And you're going to do it with the right connection to God. And when you're ready to move, you will have a team that will be heard. You're already being heard. And we've been, for these years, building a voice that will be accepted out there. It's very hard to go to court and continually be fighting this element. But remember, every time that you do that, the publicity gets out a little farther and a little farther, and somebody hears the call. Somebody picks up a paper, a contact in a barber shop somewhere, and says, hey, I'd like to know more about that. You run on energy. I thank you for the radionics devices. I want to tell you that this is exactly what we've got set up in Gyandriana. We just programmed the little Drias. We have life. We have the healing process. We have the replacement process. But you can't go out there on the open market, or they'll come and they will shut you down, take your product, and kill you. So ones who say, well, why don't you appear on the 50-yard line of, oh, let's say the Super Bowl? And everybody in the world will believe you. Nobody in the world would believe me. That's trickery. God is not on your place right now in the form that you are looking for. The Christ is not in human form on your place because of truth. You'll know when he arrives. And I'm not talking about the face in the sky in March. You see, they plan to do a whole lot this year under the guise of Billy Graham. And right now, your little pulpit's running all over the world. One minute he cannot walk. Give him 4 hours with their little uppers, and you'll notice doing okay in the Philippines. They are getting you ready for Blue Beam, which is planned during Billy Graham's World Crusade from Puerto Rico on satellites, and they plan to show you the picture of God, no matter who you are, Maitreya, wherever you are, the Great Spirit. And then they're going to end up merging all of that into the one image they want you to follow. And I'm going to tell you, it's going to be interesting. Then toward fall, you can get ready for a massive outlaying of alien viewings. Before Dorma ever started this, Grandfather spoke to her and said, first they will ridicule you, they'll make fun of you, then they'll blame you, then you'll be caught up in everything. Finally, they will present all those cute little aliens to scare the living daylights out of you. Are there monsters in the cosmos? I assume as long as there is a human mind that can project anything, there will be monsters. Do we all run around out there looking like monsters? Absolutely, and of course not. Everything you've been fed so far is a total sham, and it embarrasses me as a member once of the human race that you gobble it up as if you gobble it up like you do the Gospels, don't you? Why don't I just hand somebody this book and say, hey, this is the Bible? You know what? Many of you would go out there and preach on this book without question. Well, this book happens to be something I really wish you would read. Care to say it out loud, Mr. Ecker?
We never went to the moon.
You never... went to the moon here. You went to the moon and you were invited to get your fannies off the moon in no uncertain terms. You've got a brotherhood of people. It's a lot stronger than you. And we've been writing about that lousy, crippling shuttle program of yours, the farce, the lie, while they laid their plans for a nuclear world war. One. It would be World War III. The Bolsheviks, which are the Zionist Jews of Russia, in the United States of America, see, when it was no longer feasible to be in Russia, and all the while you were denying Nikola Tesla his great gift of shielding and particle energy production, the Russians were very happy to receive all that. Are the Russians perfection of God? I don't judge. I get along with them just fine out in the cosmos. They've gone a long, long way. They have bases on Venus. They have bases on Mars. They have two or three or four bases on the moon. Major. And they were waiting for you when you finally made it. And they've got cosmospheres like you cannot believe. And they've got space weapons platforms that you cannot believe. So all I can suggest is that you really catch up on the most recent writings, and that is especially true of you gentlemen visiting here for the first time. Surprisingly enough, I know you both sitting here. I know David. David is a very interesting person who still is involved.